Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on award-winning Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us today, and also to welcome Erin Davenport to the show as our special guest for the next 30 minutes as we continue our series together. This is part two of this series. She's a certified life mastery coach, international speaker, and CEO of Light of the Traveler, where she guides her clients to step into a life that brings them fulfillment, joy, and heartfelt purpose. She and I were just chatting about all of that seconds ago before we went live in preparation for the show. We're similar wavelength thinkers, I think, kindred spirits in many ways. Light of the Traveler symbolizes the impact that she's looking to make in this world. Erin believes that we can all be a shining light for someone else on their journey. Now, divorced by 19, Erin says she didn't have the support, mentorship, and guidance in her relationships and career to make the best decisions for her future. When she did find her mentor, everything changed. Erin became a leader herself, starting groups to mentor others and offering speaking engagements to 700 people to share their story and her story with them. Erin encourages her clients to step into living a life that they love with no boundaries. Erin is the author of Short, Sweet, and Sacred, 52 uplifting stories from life coaches who overcame and moved from stuck to success, a collection of inspirational stories from soulful professionals who have discovered their dream careers, found courage after grief, and experienced miraculous changes in their health and wellness. Living is more than the act of keeping busy, and sometimes that's what we do. We keep busy, but we're not living. You will discover through these stories that you can design a life that brings you joy. If you think you can't, if you think you're past the time to do that, or too young to do that, or whatever it may be. Nope, not the case. Anybody can do it starting right now. Short, Sweet, and Sacred, 52 uplifting stories from life coaches who overcame and moved from stuck to success is available on Amazon. And the website to connect with Erin is lightofthetraveler.com. That's light. L-I-G-H-T, that is, ofthetraveler.com. We'll mention it again during the course of the show, but let's take a moment to welcome her live and direct from beautiful St. George, Utah, USA, Certified Life Mastery Coach, Erin Davenport, for part two of our exclusive close-up series together today. Welcome, Erin. It's a pleasure to have you here on the show. Hope your day is going well, and it's nice to have you with us as our guest on the program today. Welcome back.
So much, and thanks for the beautiful introduction, too.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Like I said, I think you and I are kindred spirits in many ways. I think we look at people and the human condition and the world at large in a way that cuts deep, and we share that through our respective careers. So we are the blessed ones to have the opportunity to do that. For you, anybody listening right now who maybe didn't hear part one, what would you say are some of those things that really triggered this work for you, that inspired you to want to do this kind of work? Obviously, when people take on work that empowers and inspires others, it's in their DNA. It's not just work you want to do. It's work that you have to do, because as much as it speaks to your client, you're the facilitator, the conduit. It's speaking. It's energy that's flowing through you. So tell us about, again, some of the story behind it, your own journey that pointed you in the direction of really doing this incredible work.
I would love to share that with you. So I grew up in the Midwest in a little town of 5,000 people. And I remember always, I would always dream of traveling, and I watched National Geographic videos as a child on repeat. Probably my parents were like, please, can we not watch this again? But I would just watch them over and over and over again. I just knew there was so much more out there. And I just had this, even from a young age, this burning desire to explore the world around me. And then flash forward to I'm 18 years old and I'm getting married to who I think is the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. And, you know, the relationship went downhill very quickly within 6 months. Everything fell apart, and it was a really painful experience to walk through at such a young age, especially when it's like, wow, like, you know, just a starry-eyed, you know, belief and vulnerability and full of love, and just to feel that just kind of crushed pretty quickly. And, you know, like, wow, where am I? You know, I thought that things were going to be different. I thought that this relationship was going to be different. I thought I was doing the right things in my life, becoming an adult, having a home, being married. I was going to a little community college, you know, working on my education. And I thought I was taking the right steps. And I don't know if there's anybody out there that's ever experienced, like, I thought this was the right way. And it's really turning into a roller coaster ride. But that's what it, that was one pivotal moment in my life where I could make a decision whether I wanted to stay in that relationship that was not going to go anywhere, or if I wanted to stay in that town and maybe not explore the possibilities I felt within my heart, or take a chance, take a risk. And that's exactly what I did. Right after that, I had a realization that I had been selling myself short in so many ways, and this was my pivotal moment to make a decision. And I made a decision to move away, to go to a town where I'd only visited once before, and to go to college and to invest in myself, because I had left that behind in order to make other people happy at that point in time. So I took that chance, that risk, and that is where I found healing, because I found that despite saying I'm divorced at age 19 years old, you know, being able to find that people still accepted me anyway, they had, you know, I had amazing friendships, and I found a mentor that would walk by my side for the next 7 years of my experience within that, living in that city. And they taught me how to have compassion towards myself, how to love myself again, and to believe in me, to give me hope, to show me that there is so much that I can do with my life. There is no limit on that. And that really shaped and changed the way that I saw the world around me, how I saw myself. That was the start of that, at least. And that's when I became a mentor for others. I started groups where people could be vulnerable and they could share those things that they were afraid to share with even maybe their closest friends, because there's a certain way maybe in the world we feel like we're supposed to look and present ourselves, or maybe there's some dreams that are what maybe people consider outrageous, but they're on our hearts. And so to help people walk through healing, doing speaking engagements, even though I will admit, I was absolutely terrified of the idea. I don't know if that came naturally for you to be in front of the public eye, but for me, it was not. I remember in seventh grade, I would show up late to school at times, and I would open the door so slowly to enter the classroom. I would hold my breath and hope, you know, that nobody would turn around and notice me. And so flashing forward up until college, I'm standing
on stage
with 700
speaking,
people.
Yeah, well, I had heard, which really surprised me, that people rate public speaking, you know, in a situation, like you say, the 700 people, they fear public speaking more than death. Now, for me, I'm, the death thing, I still, you know, that's my number one. But a lot of people, when surveyed, they say public speaking publicly, you know, in that public where there's other people there and you've got to present something in front of them, is like a significant fear for a lot of people, even CEOs of major corporations. You know, you figure they've got all this confidence and resilience and they can take on anything. Yeah, maybe in the boardroom or when they're doing their deals, but when it comes to then speaking it and conveying it to other people, many fold sometimes. So it's quite amazing, isn't it?
It is. And that just really speaks to the power of what I had found, that I would be willing to face that fear head on. And that is finding that there is so much power in hope and to be able to showcase my story so that other people would be able to know, you know what, Erin walked through this and I'm walking through this situation in my life right now. And if she can do it, I can do it. There's nothing special about my situation. It's just that, you know, I'm up there speaking about it and I'm sharing about it and I'm walking or have walked through it. And so that's what really motivated me. That's what motivates me to be here with you today, too, is that I want people to know that there is so much more to life than maybe we're allowing ourselves to lean into. And that's a huge part of what motivates me. And another aspect of that I will say is that in when I was 21, another thing that really impacted my decision to really want to serve the people around me and the world around me is my dad. My dad unexpectedly passed away when I was 21 years old. I had spent a year in Kenya. I came back, and I was getting to, you know, spend time with my family again. It was a grand reunion kind of situation. And then not too long after that, my dad suddenly passed away, and all of a sudden my entire world felt like it was falling apart. And I thought, wow, like my dad, he didn't quite live the life that he would have loved to be living. And it broke my heart because I saw someone who had so much potential, so many dreams that were unanswered for the call. And, you know, he had let his health go, you know, and his relationships weren't what he would have loved. And I just saw some of those mirrored reflections within my own life still at that point in time. I saw that maybe my like I talked about with my story with my relationship I had, my relationships weren't what I would love. Maybe there are some places I'm cutting myself short in pursuing things that make me happy. And I just thought, I do not want anyone else to pass away or to leave this earth without being able to know 100% within their heart and soul that they have lived within their passion and within their purpose. And so my dad is one of the biggest motivators behind what I do, because he's just, you know, I just don't want someone to have to go through that. And I love him and I care about him and I care about so many other people. And yeah, I could go on about that, but it just gives me that burning desire to help others when they reach out to me.
That's wonderful. That's fantastic. Beautiful story, too, and thanks for being so open and sharing about, you know, the loss as well. I think, you know, it's all teachable moments for us when we go through the ups and downs of life. And just makes us stronger and more resilient to take on what life brings us, because sometimes, if anything about the last 18 months of our lives with pandemics and all these other things happening, you know, we're not always set up for life throwing things at us that are things we can't necessarily control or, you know, that seem way beyond our capacity. So it sounds really like you've learned along the way and you've grown as an individual, and you're so passionate about that that you want to show others how they can get there too if they feel stuck or if they feel limited by life's events. the good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent. Light of the Traveler is a sensational name because it's forward movement, it's positive, it's seeing the light. We're all on this journey. We're all traveling and soaking up life's moments. So I love the name. I really, really do. I know you wanted to share some experiences you've had with clients where you've been able to help them get unstuck and get from point A to point B in their lives. Even the book itself, Short, Sweet, and Sacred, 52 uplifting stories from life coaches, actual coaches themselves. I think we think of coaches and we think of doctors and medical professionals almost as never having any problems, never falling ill. Everything is always in line for them, but they're human too and things happen. So you have the book that has these incredible stories as they share things that they've overcome and how they've been able to move from that stuck to success. You share a little bit about that and maybe some of the work with the clients and what you've seen, because I know it's as therapeutic for you to do the work as it is for them to receive what you offer.
Yeah. So for the book Short, Sweet, and Sacred, what I love about it is the authenticity. So last year, I gathered together 51 other life coaches, and this year launched the book. And you can find that on Amazon. But with this book, it's beautiful because everyone was willing to lean in and share something that had been painful for them somewhere in their history, in their past, and the beautiful gift they were able to get out of that. So whether that was someone who, had a health issue and they were able to find healing, or a relationship. I mean, people are very honest in there. There's a story about someone who her and her husband were thinking about that they didn't want to be together anymore. They were having the tough conversation of, is this the way we want to live our lives, is spending time together or to have our own separate lives from this point forward? And going through the pain and the frustration and the confusion and then getting out on the other side and realizing, wow, I actually had the power within myself to see the situation differently, to be able to be a different person, to realize that I needed to have more fulfillment in other areas of my life. And that's where I was feeling frustrated, actually. So people get real. And I love that because, like you said, a doctor, a nurse, a life coach, every human being goes through trials and has a bad day or a migraine or a stomach ache or whatever that is. And
yeah.
I feel like often that's overlooked and not shared enough, because how do we get hope? We know that somebody is going through what we're going through. If we feel like we're the only person on planet Earth that's ever walked through it, how much more discouraged mm-hmm. are we going to feel going through that
right.
situation? So I love how the book showcases the struggle and the triumph that is on the other side.
That's sensational. That's absolutely wonderful. The book itself, I'd love to elaborate more on the book, Short, Sweet, and Sacred. The inspiration for writing the book, what was it about the journey of writing the book and the timing of it, which I think is so perfect for our times, that spurred you on to want to write this book and collect all of these incredible stories from coaches who, again, were so open about sharing their life and their stories and their journey?
Yeah, so on part one of my interview, I shared a little bit about how I have a journalism degree, and writing is something that I'm gifted at, and I'm also great at coordinating others. I had some experience with it. And so last year, I had this thought about how I would love to be able to bring so much light and hope into the world, especially going through and walking through the these unknown times, you know, that we're in today with all of the situations. So my thought was, what's more powerful than stories? And especially with being able to bring together people who are able to showcase the power within the story, because they're life coaches. They have, you know, I love how they're able to bring in their perspectives and their the high level of awareness they have around the situations, because they have that skill and you know, tools, and to be able to highlight things in a way that's going to be able to help people to learn from the story. So I brought together all of these people, and that was a big goal, was also to elevate them. You know, I believe that when the high tide raises all of the boats. So I love being able to give people an opportunity and a platform to be able to help them in their business, but also to showcase with the world, these are stories that you may be walking through, and here is what it looks like possibly on the other side of that, or something similar. And so bringing that together during this time has been so powerful. I've got so much feedback about that. I remember at my retreat this last March, I picked a story out of the book. I read it. It was about a mom who was visiting her son in prison. She said it was the last place she ever expected to be. A well-to-do family that, you know, had marked all the right, you know, boxes and crossed all the T's, and their son was in prison for drug addiction, you know, prescription pills. And I shared this story at my retreat, and I thought, I don't think anybody's going to relate to the story, but maybe they'll get something out of it that's beautiful anyway. And I was sitting in the circle of the people that were attending, and one of the girls just said, wow, that's my story. That's my brother. That's my situation. And my brother was the same age, and just all of these things just coming together. And it just was like, it just was so powerful for her to hear about someone else who was walking through that. And that opened her up to be able to share about her journey and to be authentic and real and to have healing surrounding that event and that time period in her life. And so that's what I hear over and over again, is this story is my story. I know exactly what that person was going through. I've been through that, or I'm going through it, and thank you for sharing the hope with me. And so that's exactly what it's intended to do, is to bring that hope and to bring that camaraderie, that community, the people who get it. We get it. We've walked through it. We've walked through a lot of things, and that's what has been a huge blessing with the book.
That's amazing. It is a blessing. You know, for those who might not have heard, you do work in Africa, which I know has to be extraordinarily rewarding for you. Tell us a little bit about that for, again, anybody listening to this particular episode of the series.
Kenya, yes, thank you for asking. Kenya is my favorite place on the planet. And there's a reason for that. It was one of the catalysts for my next level of change and growth in my life. After that divorce happened, I went to college and I took a year off to go and live in Kenya for a year. And it was absolutely
How cool is that?
Incredible. I know. It's one of those things. It's like, I just can't pass this up. This is just feeling like it's going to be life-changing.
Yeah.
So when I was over there, it made such an impact on my life. It shifted my perception on the world around me, and it brought so much healing to myself. And it also woke the creative, playful, childlike side of myself that I feel like had been forgotten a little bit. Everybody there seems like they're an entrepreneur. They have an idea. They're creative. They're like, they're going to find a way to make something work. And it was so inspiring. And it awoke that part of myself where it's like, the sky is the limit. What can we create? The businesses there are fun to see how they get so creative with their ideas, with what they're doing. But yeah, so that made a huge impact in my life. And I've been going back there for the last 11 years. And so here in October 1st, I have a retreat planned. And the reason that I see this as such an incredible opportunity for people and what I'm going to love that I know it's going to happen through it is transformation. Because when we immerse ourselves in a place where we don't have all of our comforts, maybe it'll be comfortable there, but you know, we don't have our bed, we don't have our home, we don't have our dog and our cat and maybe our entire family with us. Maybe it's just a spouse or we're on our own. So being able to be fully immersed is one of the pivotal keys for transformation. So we're automatically providing that opportunity. And also being able to come together as a community and support each other, because oftentimes when I talk to people that come to work with me, they are missing that key element of support, people who believe in what they would love. They have plenty of people who are saying, well, if you try this, you're probably going to fail, or the economy is saying this, or because of COVID that. But what about the people in our lives that are cheering us on? And we're doing the same for them. So cultivating that community while we're there is going to be a really important part of the experience. So they can walk away with people who have gone through the journey with them, and they're still continuing the journey together. So what better place, in my opinion, than Kenya, yeah, where we're surrounded by nature and just amazing, beautiful, joyful people.
It's obvious you love this work, Erin, and you really help people, you know, develop those positive habits and take charge of their time, which always seems to slip by so quickly, and really ultimately take control of their life, right?
Absolutely. Time is something that we have a certain amount of while we're here on this earth, and I believe that we should be doing what we would love with that time and spending it with the people that we care about most and using, you know, our passions, like fully leaning into our career, because that's most of our time during our day, right? So making sure we're aligned with that, it's bringing us joy and we feel like we're making a difference in the world. So those are all things that I help people with. And again, it comes back from what I shared about my dad. We have a certain amount of time that we're here. We don't know what that amount of time is, but let's make the best of it. Let's see what's possible. We don't know what the limits are of what we can possibly do unless we push those barriers and we get up to the limit. And I find that oftentimes we're kind of afraid to maybe lean in because being an artist is not going to feed your family, or supposedly, you know, those things we tell ourselves, or if I start a company, how am I going to do this? Or my whole family has relationships that always turn out in, you know, devastating ways, but we don't have to live life. We get to choose the life we want to live. And it doesn't matter what our family history says. And so I'm really passionate about it because every single client I've worked with has had amazing transformation. I can't guarantee that. I'm not saying I guarantee it, but they all have had amazing transformation in their lives and in the areas that they care about. I don't tell clients what to do. I bring the surface within themselves what those things are that they're passionate about or the changes that they want to make. And then we go from there.
That's fantastic. It's obvious, again, you really love this work. And I encourage folks to check out the book, Short, Sweet, and Sacred, 52 Uplifting Stories from Life Coaches Who Overcame and Moved from Stuck to Success. That is available at Amazon.com. And if you'd like to connect with Erin Davenport, Erin is available. And again, on the website, too, there is something really cool, which is a free workbook. You can download a free workbook as well. Finding Yourself, and that's on her website, lightofthetraveler.com. You can learn about her coaching, her retreats, her speaking, her articles, her new book, and so much more. Erin, this was a pleasure having you as our guest on the show, and hope we get a chance to chat and explore some more together. That would be a real pleasure.
Thank you so much, Tim. It's been great to be here.
Oh, my pleasure as well. Keep up doing the amazing work that you're doing, Erin. You're, you know, changing things for people in a way that, or you're giving them the tools they need to be able to implement the change for themselves, which, again, is a, it's a beautiful thing, and it's life-changing for people as well. So keep up the amazing work, Erin Davenport. And again, I encourage folks to go to the website, lightofthetraveler.com, to learn more. And again, her book, Short, Sweet, and Sacred, is available at Amazon. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, guess what? Next time is in 30 minutes from now. I'll be right here in the host chair waiting for you in 30 minutes with another amazing guest. Till then, for all of us at Close Up Radio, thanks for being with us. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and enjoy your day. Thanks for being with us. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.